our Divine Redeemer, May 2nd, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Jesus Christ counted it not a thing to be grasped to be equal with God, because divinity alone could be efficacious in the restoration of man from the poisonous bruise of the serpent. God Himself, in His only begotten Son, assumed human nature, and in the weakness of human nature sustained the character of God, vindicated His holy law in every particular, and accepted the sentence of wrath and death for the sons of men. What a thought is this! He who was one with the Father before the world was made had such compassion for a world lost and ruined by transgression that He gave His life a ransom for it. He who was the brightness of the Father's glory, the express image of His person, bore our sins in His own body on the tree, suffering the penalty of man's transgression until justice was satisfied and required no more. How great is the redemption that has been worked out for us! So great that the Son of God died the cruel death of the cross to bring to us life and immortality through faith in Him. This wonderful problem, how God could be just and yet the justifier of sinners, is beyond human ken. As we attempt to fathom it, it broadens and deepens beyond our comprehension. When we look with the eye of faith upon the cross of Calvary, and see our sins laid upon the victim hanging in weakness and ignominy there, when we grasp the fact that this is God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, we are led to exclaim, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us!" When man can measure the exalted character of the Lord of hosts, and distinguish between the eternal God and finite humanity, he will know how great has been the sacrifice of heaven to bring man from where he has fallen through disobedience to become part of the family of God. The divinity of Christ is our assurance of eternal life. He, the sin-bearer of the world, is our only medium of reconciliation with a holy God.